This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two people are dead after floodwaters swept through parts of northern Colorado last night. KUSA reports a woman and a girl died after their trailer was swept away by flooding in the Cameron Peak Burn Scar area in Larimer County. That's after heavy rains fell. A cabin was also destroyed. Earlier that evening, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office urged people in the area to reach higher ground immediately. A Red Cross evacuation center has been set up at Timberline Church in Fort Collins. A new EPA review says Colorado regulators gave out air pollutants permits when it shouldn't have. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the findings confirm complaints whistleblowers filed last year.
Attorneys for three former and current air regulators sent the letter to the EPA's watchdog. It accused state officials of barring them from using computer models to determine if planned industrial sites would violate national air standards. The results were improper permits given to a gold mine, asphalt plants, and other sites. The EPA review confirms the state issued permits without proper modeling. It recommends changes and praises the state for already taking steps to reform its permitting process. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A little bit cooler around Denver today, highs near 90 degrees, and there's a decent chance for thunderstorms possible later. 70s for Vail and Breckenridge today. This is CPR News and KRCC.